Before I begin, I gave a little bit of an introduction that I was privileged to learn Sukkot Aveiz Amid Aleph from Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, many years ago. To be precise, it was 1965. That was when I first entered Rav Soloveitchik's shir, and the first thing we learned was Sukkot Aveiz. And we learned it for a full semester. And we'll be seeing many things in Sukkot Aveiz as we continue to try to, I'm going to try to finish up the highlights of this, these in Yana, what we call building a sukkah, yeshiva sukkah we spoke about before sukkahs. That was the most pressing thing to know what to do. Building sukkahs is also important to know whether the sukkah is kosher, whether the sukkah is not kosher. But that's a more of a long-term project. We shall see at least the first part of the I try to divide the Maamar Kamos into two parts. First talk about the Zefanos. What you have in your Maamar Kamos, I don't know if you got it on your email yet, is part one of part one. In other words, the first half of the Makoros on Zefanos. There'll be another sheet of Makoros on Zefanos. And after that we tackle the real stick, which is the Schach. That's part of the plan, and we're supposed to finish all this in this semester somehow or other. That's the game plan. If we fall behind, we'll do it. I try very hard not to. If we fall behind, we have to recalculate. Okay. So it's particularly gratifying for me to be going over these inyana. Now, it's also true that we learned sukkah here in the yeshiva 20 years ago. So I did come back to some of these inyana then. But we always start fresh. Always a new beginning. So without further ado, let us begin. Sukkah shigvah l'malah mi'esrim ama psula. That's the topic for today's shiur. Okay? That's the topic for today's shiur. The Gemara starts with a funny beginning. Tanan hasam, mavoi. Remember when I went with the Rav, he asked, what's a mavoi? The Rav Shia was always, he had certain phrases that he used to use. You know, what do you mean, what's a mavoi? What is he driving at? What's a mavoi? Do you know what a mavoi is? Well, that's what you think. What you, Ali. The Rav said, a blind Ali. Because a blind Ali is what's called a mavoi sosum. You get in there, you can't get out. I never knew what the word blind Ali meant, but I learned it from the Rav. Okay, as opposed to a mavi mafulush. Mavi mafulush is it's just two sides. You walk in and out. That was what he said. I remember like yesterday. That was what he said. I take it back. No, it was 1967. I was in the Rav Shiva. It's the time when I first came in. You get the years straight. Good for the record. Mavi shigavua me'asrim ama yema'it. What does this mean? What are we talking about over here? Says Rashi, Mavishu Sasum, as I said before, it's closed, a blind alley. Mishloshet Stodim, Rosho Pesuch Lushus Rabbi, Vachatzeres Psuchos O Yotos Ubos Lushus Rabbi. So, Rehu, Rishus Ayochid Livnei Chatzeres. The assumption of all Rishonim, almost, except for the Rambam and maybe a couple others, is that once you have three walls, it's Rishus Ayochid. Period. Three walls, Rishus Ayoch. Don't need the fourth wall. Rambam has a different, unique view. Okay? This is Rashi that almost always shown him that three walls make the Rishus Ayoch. For us, Chachamim Lahotzim Rishuso, Rishus Chaveru, below Eruv, Shechatzeros Kolachas Rishus Yatzma, Vambavi Rishus Kula. All the yards empty into this alley. Vitrichubo Shituf, the Shtatav Kolachateres Vipaso Biyayin, Vodiach Ashituf Vechas Venachatzeros. Now, what we call an Eruv, no. The word Eruv is a misnomer twice over. The word Eruv usually means we have strings around the neighborhood. We call, the Eruv is up, the Eruv is down. That's a misnomer completely. Because the word Eruv, who knows what those strings are really called? You know? If you have two pole, like if you're in your neighborhood, you're going on the light pole or the phone pole. What's that called? Correct. That's called the Tzuras HaPesach. So our, what we call an Erev is the Erev up or down. What it usually means is the Tzuras HaPesach, or all of them up or down. One comes down, the whole thing is no good usually. Okay? Erev is the word for Erev Chatzeres. That means that many homes are partners, if you will, living partners in the same yard. So it looks like a Rosh Hashanah a little bit, because it's multiple dwellings. So they require that there should be a box of matzahs, that's what we use typically, which is put in one of the homes, and that's owned by all the homeowners, and that makes it permissible to carry throughout the entire chatzah. Then many chatzeres empty into a mavui. They require shitufei mavos. So that's what we have, generally speaking, in our cities. And shitufei mavos, the what we call the area, which is really the shituf, should be placed in one of the homes, in one of the chatzeres. And that's how it works. By a show of hands, does everybody live in a... I'll ask the question the other way around. Does anybody live in a community where there's no Eruv, quote unquote? So this is another revolution. When the Rebbe sang Shir to me in 1967, there was no Eruv. None. No city had an Eruv. No community had an Eruv in America. Yes, there was... You know, Seagate in Brooklyn, if you know, is surrounded by gates. You know, that was okay. I think in other few little, you know, small places. All the major communities had no Erevin. The breakthrough, just for your information, it's good historically to know. The breakthrough in Erevin was made in 1973. I know history. History is important. What happened in 1973? Very chashuv a Talmud Chacham, the Rabbi Peretz Steinberg Shlita. It was then a young Rav in Kew Garden Hills, decided that, you know, it's ridiculous. People are carrying anyway, and it's good for the community to have to be able to use the baby carriages, etc., etc. He went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal. He was a close Talmud of Rav Moshe. He took him around the Erev. Rav Moshe wrote a letter that this Erev is good. It's not the same as the fight they had in Manhattan. It was a tremendous fight about an Erev way back in the... I guess in the early 60s, this is now more than 10 years later. In the early 60s, it's interesting, this again from the yeshiva perspective, Rabbi Lamb, as a young rabbi, was pro-Eruv. And as he told me the story more than once, he was called in to a meeting, no notice, of the Agudas HaRabbonim. That was still a powerful organization in those days. One made it powerful. Rabbi Aaron Kotler was there, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was there. That's what meant powerful. Organization have no power. Except they have the unbelievable power of the people who come. And they said, you can't do this, you can't make an Erev here, bah, bah, bah. So he told me that he spoke to Rav Aaron Kotler, who was the Rosh HaMadav, and says, that the Kletzke Rosh Yeshiva, that's how he referred to. Lakewood, the original yeshiva was called Kletzke in Europe, accept upon himself the responsibility for the Chilul Shabbos in Manhattan. There's no Erev. So Rav Aaron, who was a very, very strong personality, was taken aback a little bit. You know, I hear what you're saying, I'll look into it. And unfortunately he took ill and he passed away and he never got back. But we understand now why Rav Aaron Kotler was against it, because posthumously they printed his tshuvas, Mishnas Rav Aaron, and a number of tshuvas which he has a lot of chumras in Hilchos Erevin, and that's why he was opposed to it. Rav Moshe wrote also a tshuva about the Erevin Manhattan. Also a certain issue, his primary issue was about the bridges. I think his real issue was that it was a big city. And he had a sheet there, Rav Moshe, that there was no Erev in Yerushalayim, because it was a big city. It's not good that people come from all over the place. I think that was his main objection. See, Rav Moshe, the same Rav Moshe, was opposed to the Erev in Manhattan, although he wasn't that opposed, but he said it's not a good idea. He wrote a written tshuva, very short, one paragraph, in 1973 to Rav Peretz Steinberg, that the Erev in Kew Gardens is a good thing. He had taken Rav Moshe around in the car to see it. Not the same as the Manhattan, which I objected to. It's different. It's a smaller area. It's hard to understand the lumdus why it's a small area. Unless you go to Shishirima. You may have heard about that. Shishirima, you need 600,000 people, which you have in Manhattan, which you don't have in Kew Gardens Hills. You can argue, and I'm not just playing devil's advocate. Anyone from Queens here? Anybody from Queens here? Anyone from New York City here? No, I don't have a single New York City Talmud. Wow. That's amazing. Right, suburban New York City, okay? I have some suburbians. So, you can argue why she look at Kew Gardens Hill separately. Kew Gardens Hill goes into all the other neighbors in Queens, and Queens is a million people. More. So, okay, well, Rabbi Sheldon was a separate entity for whatever reason. And therefore, from then on, the Arab started to spread. 1973 was the first breakthrough in Kew Gardens Hills. I believe the next one, to my knowledge, is in Far Rockaway. Rabbi Blumenkrantz, that's also a close town of Rabbi Moshe. He made an Arab there. And of course, I had come to Riverdale as the Rav in the, I was elected in 1973, the same year. And after a year or two, I say to myself, people are carrying anyway. The same cheshman that brought Steinmetz is you're very nice. In Europe, they were always there. Every town in the Arab. Those who didn't use the Arab. So I said to myself, you know, I'd like to maybe make an Arab in Riverdale. But I was afraid. I want to go to Rav Moshe because he was considered the authority. They said Rav Moshe is not taking Arab questions anymore. He was attacked too strongly for the Arab that he approved in Queens and Far Rockaway. People were attacking him. There were very, very strong attacks against him, and he doesn't want to get involved. But fortunately for me, I had a strong personal connection with Rabbi Peretz Steinberg, because when I moved to Queens in 1958 for my bar mitzvah, Rabbi Steinberg was still a bocha before his marriage, and he was a balkari in the big shul, Rabbi Schoenfeld Schlieffel Shul, the youngest girl. So I knew him as a child. He was older, so of course he had great respect for him, big Talmud Chacham. And I asked him, you know, you are the one who spoke to Rabbi Moshe personally about the Arab in Queens. I showed him what Riverdale looks like. He said, I can't get to Rabbi Moshe. He doesn't want to talk about Arab anymore. He's been, you know what he said. Would Riverdale be good or would it not be good? He said, from everything that I know from Moshe's opinion, based on the map of Riverdale, it's also a fairly demarcated area to the northwest corner of the Bronx. It has the Harlem River on its south. It has the Hudson River on its west. It's on a big hill perched over the rest of the Bronx on its eastern flank. And in the north, it actually meanders into its way into Yonkers. So there are probably three Mechitzas of real, we'll get to that. It's probably Rosh Hashanah Yochid before you even start. There's the three walls. You have the big, aside from the big drop to both rivers, there are also fences. The city's not going to feel fall into the river. There's a fence which spans the almost all of the west side of Riverdale and the south side of Riverdale. On the east side, again, it's a big hill, most of it, blocked with walls, etc., and fences. And the north is a little bit, how should I say, no? If Bubble wanted to attack Riverdale, they'd come from the north. They wouldn't have to go against all those fences. So the Rabbi Steinberg told me, no question in his mind, the Kondra Moshe would be okay to make an Arab in Riverdale. I went to Rabbi Blumenkrantz, Satzal, and Blumenkrantz is the Rabbi in Far Rockaway, and my wife's from Far Rockaway, and some of his family members are close to the family, so I knew him quite well also. Again, I showed him the map of it. He's telling me for sure that the Rosh Hashiva, that's what he refers to Rabbi Moshe. The Rosh Hashiva would certainly say this place has to make good Arab, of course, but it's okay to make it Arab. Good. So, what happened was we started to, you know, collect a few dollars and start building an Arab. And all of a sudden, I got a phone call from a very, very chashuv Rabbi. His name is Rabbi Danziger. Rabbi Shlomo Danziger Shlita. He's a man now, thank God, in his 90s, who preceded me in Riverdale. Big Talmud Chacham, a real Hersheyan. He called his shul Chorev, and he tried to keep all the customs of the Rav Shamshon for Hersh, even, you know, to the extreme. I'll just give you one example. What a principled person he is. Should be well. You know, in the Hersheyan communities, they were very, very opposed to anything Kabbalistic. I don't know why. I don't know why they were opposed to Kabbalistic. Huh? You know why? Correct. Shabtai Tzvi, you got it exactly right. I don't know if you ever heard of the Sabbatian movement of Shabtai Tzvi, the false messiah, and they played with Kabbalah, and they Hershey into anything which Kabbalah he was opposed to. So they used Rabbi Danziger Shlita in the space medicine, which was called Chorev. Chorev was Rav Hirsch's main original work. Used a German synonym. It wasn't written in German, it was written in Hebrew, but it was printed in German. I think it's called the Redelheim Synonym. The Redelheim was a place where they printed Sidur Majorin. Somehow or other, I don't know how, one of those L'shem Yichuds, L'shem Yichud Kusha Bricha Shchinte, all that kind of stuff, this sounds like it's Kabbalistic stuff. I mean, Dad once told me that Brich Shmei is Avodah Zara. He told me, it comes from the Zara. He told me, what do you mean Brich Kishroch Yasroch? It's Avodah Zara. He was very, you know, strong on these points. So some of this, I don't understand how. The Hiratzah before the Tilas Lulav, which is coming out of Sukkot, right? Rabbi said by show of hands, who says the Hiratzah before the Tilas Lulav? Okay, it's something that's in the Siddur. So people say whatever's in the Siddur. You ever see what says there? A lot of Yudke, Vavke, all kinds of other things that are. The one on Shana Rabbah is even more Sikas of this and that. I don't know what's going on over there. I couldn't say everything's in the Siddur. But anyway, so he didn't want it in the Siddur. What did he do? He had, you know, I don't know, he didn't have to have it. It was a small shul. Well, he asked all 50 Siddurim. He took out the page. The page missing. The problem is that when they came to Musaf Rosh Chodesh, which was right before, it stopped in the middle. So one of the Balabatas said to, I think it was Musaf Rosh Chodesh, I'm pretty sure. They said to Rabbi, I understand why you want them to take out the Yotzah, but what do you want from the poor end of Shmona Esrei? He answered like this: Oy le Rasha, oy le Shcheinu. Oh man! So he was a very, very, very strong tzaddik. You may have heard of his son's name. His son's much more famous. His son's name is Cheskel Danziger, who was the chief editor of Oscar. You look up any Oscar, you'll see Cheskel Danziger. That's his oldest son. Who was someone who I knew from before, that we'll see as the story goes, that was helpful. Close with my close friend, originally there, my cousin, Rabbi Kalish, who's a rabbi in Harborview, in Lawrence, that's not far from your Medina. So I knew him from before, the Talmud in Lakewood at the time. In any event, he calls me up. You know, although we knew each other, we had very little to do. He lived a mile away from me. He'd go every day to Breuer's. I'd go every day to YU, and you know, never the twain shall meet. So we hardly saw each other. I heard he was making an Eruv. I try. Can't do it. Why? Don't you notice the Cherem and the Eruv in Manhattan? The Gudas Rabbanim. That's the way that Rabbi Lam was involved in this is like 1960. This now I'm talking about 1970. Six, I think some of that, I couldn't do the air. I moved in, took me a couple of years to get my bearings. I said, but we're not in Manhattan, we're in the Bronx. No, it applies to the Bronx too. I said, how can that be? So you know what I said? Ask my Rebbe. Who's my Rebbe? Rabbi David Lifshitz. Because Rabbi David Lifshitz was a Rebbe in our yeshiva for many, many years. You ever heard of Rabbi David Lifshitz? Big, Talmud Chacham, big tzaddik, Subal Karov. He's taught in our yeshiva for many years. And he was a part of that Gudas Rabbanim as well. Ask him if he says, I don't know, whatever he says. He was there, he was at the meeting, whatever he tells you. So I went to Abdavid. Abdavid says to me, no, come on. There's only Manhattan Island. There's nothing to do with this. There's a river in between. The Chayim did not apply. Good, Chayim did apply. So we start building the air. This is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the fall of 1976, if I'm not mistaken. So I was in the community now. I was elected in the fall of 73. So this is now I'm finishing my third year as a young Rav, trying to help out the community with an Erev. Okay, well, it wasn't easy, raising money and go climbing up in there and getting a Broadway maintenance to fix it, to destroy the wire. Obviously, it's a project. Also, I got a call from Rabbi Danziger. What's going on? Hey, you're building the Erev? I said, yeah. But I thought it was a chayim. I went to your Rebbe. I went to Rabbi David Lifshitz, and he told me, "Can I come see you Friday night?" Sure. This is now the clock was those long Friday nights. Comes to me. He was such a machmir. He is such a machmir. He wouldn't even wear his glasses in the street. He in his Beis Medrash Chorev. He lived on top, and the Beis Medrash on the bottom. A pulley system to lower his glasses from his kitchen window or something to the Beis Medrash without going past the fence. He's a man of tremendous principle. A great, great man. He wrote Svarim, a big Talmud Chacham, he wrote English articles also. Great, great person. Comes without his glasses, being held by his son Yecheskel. Long Friday night. What was it in effect? His son was learning Erevin in Lakewood. Fundamentally, it was really a pechina. That's what it really was. He wanted to find out if I knew what I was talking about. I mean, it wasn't said to somebody. We're going to talk and learning. You know, his son Yecheskel asked me many questions, and I'm asking me many answers. You know, luckily, again, I learned sukkah with the Rav. That's how we got into this Nigerian digression. The first paragraph of sukkah is largely Arabic, as we shall see. It starts the very first thing, Tanan, Hasam. That's the first thing, right? The very first Maramakum. Tanan, Hasam, Arabic, not Vase. You see, the link between sukkah and Arabic is very strong. Shabbos, of course, it's all the same in Yonim's side. Apparently, after a grueling few hours together, I must have passed the Bechir. So we reached an understanding. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Erev and Rivida was declared Shabbos Chanukah of that year, 1976, if I'm not mistaken. We both agreed that we're not going to have any machlokes. So Rabbi Danziger said, look, there's an Erev starting this week. The Erev has what to rely upon. People do know what they're talking about. But I prefer the people in my shul should not use the Erev because, you know, the Mishnah Berurah has chumras here and there about nechash yachmeh. So that's my preference. I got up and said, the Erev is starting this week, Baruch Hashem. The Erev relies on leniencies, as every Erev does. Those who do not want to rely on these leniencies have every right not to do so. Those who want to rely on them have a right to do so. But what there's no right to do is to make a machlokes. No right. Shalmi says that Erevin was Nitkan because of Shalom. Because everyone has to give a little dough into the big matzah to make the neighbors who get to know each other to make Shalom. You want to use it, don't want to use it, that's fine with me either way, no machlekes. So, Baruch Hashem, B'li Ayin Hara, it's not more than 40 years, B'li Ayin Hara, the Erev continues, expanded, and people use it, don't use it. I myself don't use it because my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, was opposed to using it. I felt as a Talmud of the Rav, I shouldn't be using the Erev personally. If I had to, of course I would. Because you have to have certain loyalty to your Rebbe. But I never stopped my children from using it. You know, my wife doesn't use it for another important reason. I'm an egalitarian in halacha. I may sound surprising to you with other things that I say. But what I don't like is when people have one standard for men and one standard for women. That, I don't believe in that. It equals. I'll tell you an interesting story. Flashing ahead to it was 1982, I know exactly when it happened. I was learning Shabbos in the yeshiva, and the Rambam writes in Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh that when you mechal Shabbos, it should be done, shouldn't be done to noshim or ketanim, because people think that, you know. So I said, noshim? I understand ketanim. Noshim, there's this chayav as mena. What's this hava mina? So I remember, I was sitting at a wedding with a Choshev Rav from Muncie, who was actually my predecessor in my shul, his name is Rabbi Flam, Zatzal. And I said to him, tell me, in your community, are there any people that will have one standard of Hilchos Shemirah Shabbos for men and one for women? Said, sure. Will give you? He said, sure. The man he gave an example, to open the tuna fish can for Shalosh Shudas. He won't do it. He says, his wife, Chanan, will you do me a favor and please open the tuna fish can for me? And she's going to be a Shabbos guy, basically. That I could never tolerate. So my wife, she's stuck with me. She doesn't use the Erev either. Again, we're talking about emergencies. We don't use it as a rule. My children, I never stop them. But sons and daughters are equally. No distinction. They're a different generation. I grew up with no Erev. Well, none. It didn't exist. Okay. This is all a digression, but it's important to understand context. Okay. Let's now go back to Rashi. So we have this concept of an Erev of a Shituf. Tisha'en lo mechitza revias v'karo hu liyos doma l'shus harab. Hitzrichu heke b'rosho ha'pasuach l'shus harab. O lechi zokuf. Lechi is just a thin little strip on the side of the edge of the third wall. So it's in effect the fourth wall. O kora, a beam, mikosa lakosa. Right? From the top of one side of the wall to the other side. V'yim gvoa kora me'asim ama. Yemait Yashpil. The same way as a sukkah, more than 20 amas, for reasons which the Gemara will explain, is no good. The schach is more than 20 amas, obviously the schach is not the fanas, more than 20 amas, sorry, is no good. So too when it comes to a korah on top of a mavud. I think Gemara goes into the detail why it says over here, you might, here it says psula. Gemara says, sukkah is a daraisa, says psula, mavud de rabbanan, says takanta. Okay? Or, sukkah, the many things, says psula, psula, mavi doesn't say something, says takanta. That's just a syntactical question. Minon imu. Let me start the actual sukkah. Rabbanan said, it's already 1:30. These take time. Now we actually start the sukkah. Okay? Right now. Omar Rabba, the Omar Kro, the man Yedu Doroseichem, Ki Basuko So Shafti Espinay Yisro. Well, Sam, I'm sure you were all in Shul on the first day Sukkos. You heard it. If you were in Chutzorot, you heard it the second day Sukkos again, the Chazorah. It's the Parshas Emor, in the Parsha of Sukkah. Ad Esrim Amo, Odom Yodea Shudar Basuko, the Malam Esrim Amo, and Odom Yodea Shudar Basuko Mishum. It's so high. You can't see it. It's so high, you can't see it. Okay. Rashi. The man Yehidu, it's towards the bottom of the narrow lines. I say, Sukkah she yishivasa nikeres lecha. The chsiv, Yehidu, ki basukah so shafti, tzivisi leishev, hachi dorish le, v'yaf agav de'ein yotzi b'dei pshuto, tehekef anani kovod, Miudarshinale Lidrasha. It's a machlokas, as you know, whether it was Sukkos Mamash or Anani Yaakovit. Maybe it's Anani Yaakovit, which could be very, very high, but it doesn't make a difference. The drush is derived, you have to be able to be visible, and more than 20 amas high seems to be Lo Shalta Gnesset Rashi. She'eno roe es haschach, the Sukkah, hainu schach kishma. So don't think, well, I'll see the walls. No. When we say a sukkah, we really mean the schach. Sukkah, schach, the same exact shoresh, right? Samach chof, which means the cover, right? So sukkah and schach is kishma. Fine. Any questions so far? Clear? Got it straight? Rabbi Zeira Omar Mehocha. Quotes a pasuk. This pasuk I don't expect you to know because it's not in the Kriyas Torah. It's from Yeshaya. What does the pasuk say? V'suka tiel etzel yomam mechorev. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? Rashi. V'suka tiel etzel mashma ein tzchach ela ha'osi letzel. Okay. It's fair. Roof has to give you shade. Says the Gemara. Ad esrim ama odem yoshev etzel suka. The Malam Yasser Mama, and Odom Yoshe Betzel Sukkah, El Betzel Defamus. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shat Slolin Magin Zelaze, Mitoch Govon Shel Tfanos, V'ein Tzorach L'schach. What? It's 20 amas high, then the shade of the eastern wall will reach the western wall. Now, obviously, what does it depend upon? I will say.
Position of the sun.
Where's the sun? Sun is straight up.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Says the Rashi. Ulukhamon muki pluktayu, Rab Zeira, b'she'ela ela arba al arba. It's 4 amas by 4 amas. Tekimlu l'rabona de b'hai shiura leket zel schach v'tzel shel tfaras. So it's 20 amas high, only 4 amas. In width and in length, so the Chazal figured out that it's gonna be all the shades that come from the wall, which is 20 amas high, which is 5 times as high as the width and length. The ratio of 5 to 1 is gonna be no shade provided by the roof, all gonna come from the wall.
Also,
Ein chama zarachas sham b'shvel at all. Can you imagine? You have this narrow gorge with mountains on both sides. So you can't make a sukkah there, because it's always going to be shade provided by the mountaintops. Lay hosam dal ashtros kanayim. He could sell sukkah. If you would remove dynamite, and remove the mountains on the side, right, there would be shade of the roof. Hacha dal tfanos, you took away the walls, leketzel sukkah. What does that mean? Rashi, dal tfanos leketzel sukkah, shechama bo mitachteha nimso shmo batal. What's this mean? What was it? Took away the walls, the schach wouldn't help. The schach is so high that the sun's going to come in on an angle and bake on those sitting in the sukkah, so that there's not going to be any shade. Period. Okay, it's a matter of fact, measurements, but that's what the Gemara says. Third, Rava Mehacha, Basukos Teish Veshivas Yamim, Amr Torah, Kol Shivas Yamim Tsei Midiras Keva, Veshei Midiras Aroi. Ares Shemama Adam Yo Osa Dirasa Diras Aroi. Mami Shemama and Adam Osa Dirasa Diras Aroi Ala Diras Keva. Rashi Shivas Yomim Sukkah Shol Shiva Vesulo Teno Aroi V'daya V'mechitzas Kalos Mami Asim Tzorah L'asosa Yisod Aseh V'chitzoseh Kvuin Shalo Tipo. Okay, so that's how it is. Says the Gemara again Ares Shemama Adam Osa Shaper Dami Devada Yesh Bechlal Keva Aroi. Okay, for Osa Ketora Kolok Pita Torah Al Aroi El Shem Shir Losas Lachok Shir Begova Shte Yichol Lamol Ayde Yisodos Aroi. That's Gemara. It's going to the next Gemara. Only Abaye El Miyata Osa Mechitza Shol Barzal Vesichech Al Gabam. Okay, nam lavi sukkah, makes it from metal, steel. Hachi kamino. Ad chafama adam also diras or diras aroi. It's possible. Ki avale diras keva nami nafik. Ami chafama adam also diras or diras keva. He has no choice. Ki avale diras aroi nami lo nafik. Salach they consider to be keva, and it's no good. So Rabbi Osi, we have three opinions. Everyone so far just push pshat in the Gemara. Three different reasons why more than chafama is no good. Have you ever seen in your life a sukkah more than chaf amah?
Yeah.
Where?
Elves.
I think you're right. I was in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov. I went to Bells. I'd never been in the building before. You know, I don't know how high that sukkah is. I think it was even higher in Biyan. I went to Biyan first. I think it would be much higher than Bells. So I don't know. People eating. I was just singing, listening to the Torah. I ate nothing. I don't know. We have a very big shiur of an amma. It's a big machlokes, you know, between the Chazanish and the others, how big is an amma? So 2 feet, or is it? So 2 feet times 20 is 40 feet. I thought it was more than 40 feet high, too. So I don't know what I don't understand it. As we shall see later in one of the upcoming sugyas, if you make a perch, Itzdabas it's called, a platform that's Mamait. Beyond, there was a platform where the Rebbe was sitting. Maybe from the platform to the roof, maybe was less than 20 amas, and that could be perhaps Machshon Ol Sukkah. We'll get to those details later. But I'd never seen such high sukkahs in this country. Okay. Any questions? We just finished our Beis Hamikdash. Finished. Any questions? Right, so the Gemara Beis Hamikdash is rather straightforward. Three different opinions explaining what it's all about. Why a sukkah more than 20 amos? We know it's a din d'oraisa, the Gemara says. And the fine. So far, so good. Let's now turn to the Beis Hamikdash where it gets a little bit dicey. Okay, but we're only going to do the first part of the daf. First, I would say about a little less than the first half of this daf. For those who weren't here, the last part of that we discussed, the Mashir Leil Erev Yom Kippur. And the other Gemara I'm going to try to skip, because again, the only way to get to what I told you, my game plan, and all the halachas of the Defanas and the Lazar Schach, is if you gloss over the extraneous parts of the Gemara. So I also want to learn it, be my guest, but otherwise I wouldn't stand a chance to accomplish what we're trying to do. Okay? Let's just read the first half, a bit less, of Beis HaMikdash. Kulu Karaba Lo Amri. Kulu? A little strange expression. Hanach Amroi. You just call me these three. Here it's only two, right? Kulu. The other two, then like Rabba. Why? Why? Amri Yahu Yediya Lidorosi. Rashi. Karaba Lo Amri, the yellow from the Man Yehidu. Hahu Labi Yediya the Yeshiva Sukkah Kamer. They should know what it's all about historically. Doesn't mean you have to be able to see the schach. Okay, so I don't like Rabbi. Fine. Krav zera namilo. Quote the pasuk in Yeshaya. No. Ami ahili mosa mashiach udaksiv. Nothing to do with it. It's mosa mashiach. Rashi. Oh, some sukkos you tell the owner of the mister have a sukkah with mitzvah. Ain't another tale at all. Don't need tale. Fine. Rav Zeira, nu, what does he hold? Im Kain, Leib Akra, v'chupa tila tzal yama, umay suka tila tzal yama, Shabbos min atarti, both. Mashiach Kav is going to be this way, but it's also, incidentally, Rashi says, tarti, the ein shem suka el asfir l'tzal, da hidi mosa Mashiach v'shim da asfir l'tzal, kuvi asuka, shayim, fine. Kirova nami lo army, why? V'shim kusha de abaye, so we make it from steel, to be no good. They didn't like his teretz. Right? I both say, so far, so good. So far, so good. Good. Okay, now gets the tricky part. Keman az lahod amrav yoshi amrav machlokes v'she'ein d'fanos magiyos eschach avu d'fanos magiyos eschach afilu l'malam y'eshiv amah k'sheir. Oh, the midim and the b'yana sug would be kosher. Right? Because d'fanos magiyos eschach. Behold, like Rabbah, we'll see soon. Keman Karaba. The Yama Mishim Lo Shalta Beyena. The Kayo de Tfaras Magios Eschach, Mishna Shalta Beyena, because your eyes will follow the walls. Even if it's more than 20 Amos, your eye will actually see it. Let's go Vaita and Rashi. I didn't see the. Mishim Kushit Abai, we didn't see yet. The Asa Mechitza Shal Barza. Mishim Rilo Mashmalu, Hol Vakrol Abdaf Garoi, Dokan, Elfina Minashir, fine. Fine. Good. What does it say? Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rabbanan. Oh, sorry. I never mentioned it in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says it's okay, more than 20 amos. Okay, fine. So the Mishnah, Doshalta Be'ene, Derech Tfanas. Titama Mishum Aroi, O Mishum Tzeel B'Tfanas, Magiyos Tzchach, Amai Modu Rabbanan. They should disagree. Fine. So far, Rabbanan says so good. Next. Keman, almost done. Keman Asla. Hod Omer Rav Huna Omer Abba Chlokas B'she'ein Bo Ela Arba Amas. Al Arba Amas. Av Yesh Bo Yosem Arba Amas Al Arba Amas. I feel the Malam Yesh Mama K'sheva. Keman Krab Zeru. The Yoma Mishim Tzelu. The Kevin the Revicha. He can tell Sukkah. It doesn't matter how high it is. If the Sukkah is a mile wide, it doesn't matter if it's more than 20 Amas high, it'll get shade from the roof. Fine. So far. Rashi says it called Garcinon. Fine. Abba is not the Girsa. Whenever Rashi talks Garcinon, we don't know what it is yet. Mishum Tzeel. Timishum Mishlet Eina. Vitzfeme Dalet Amas Pruta. Lo Shalta Ve Eina. Fine. Good. So far again, so good. Finally. Come on, Azla. Hodam Rav Chana Baraba Omrav. Machlokas Mish Eina Machzekas Alekadei Rosho Veruba Veshulchana. How much is that? 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. Aber mach sag es Josef ich dei rosh ru shkhono I feel the mom yesterday mom kshera kabar the lo kechat no one agrees with this none of the three Rashi command lo kechat me harach de liel why the first you tell the yesterday mom the mishum shalt mishlet eda mishur de Josef ich dei rosh ru shkhono lo shalta it tell nami leka um khitzes kam nami boya so therefore it's no good. Therefore, it's no good. Okay? This is the Sugya Sagavar. Fine. Any questions? See Tosfos. It came with the final of Yisus Chach Mishal Shalta Ve'ena. Lodavi l'ner Chanukah the Koras Mabui. Lo Choshev Heker l'malam Miestrim. Afo Pisha Korah Agavik Solim. Yeah. The Hosam Korah Tefach Lo Shalat Ve'ena. The Besukah the Rechava Tuba. In the combination has to be wide, at least 7 by 7 tefachim, and the walls of the sukkah go to the top. When it comes to Korah or Nechanukah, which is also compared to those two, then we say it's too small to have the walls help you train your eye on it, even though the walls go to the top. Fine, a matter of fact. Next Tosis. Yesh ba yoser mi'ar ba'amas afili yamala mi'asri ma'amah b'ksheira l'besof mastik Rav Huna Sava Meirosho of Ruba Vashachana Adal Ramas Pligi Yosim Dal Ramas Ksheira. Fine. Fetema. I noticed in this edition, but I never saw any Gemara before. Ever. If you have my Gemara, you have the old Zahadar? What do you see? I never saw it before, even though all the Zahadars. They divide up the Tosus into paragraphs. How do they do it? With bolds. Did you notice that? It's gewaldic. People get panicky. This Tosfos is so long. They put like, they see the word? You see it? Vitema is in bold print. Yeah, you have that in your Gemara? Gewaldic. This is fantastic. It's so non-traditional. I wonder what the traditions will say. But I think it's gewaldic. If up to me, they'd make it, they literally look at the paragraphs. My Steinzel did that, and they got, flack for that. At least they maintain the fundamental towards the doubt, but they made it a little bit bold so you can. Don't panic when you see a big Tosfos. Just divide and conquer. Okay. The tema. The chinachshir beruchava mashu yesu vidal ramas im hoyse gevor meyeshim afilu tuva havare enkan tzel sukkah. Wait a minute. If it's 20 amis, is going to be kosher. When it's a little more than 4 amis, what if it's 50 amis high? So the 4 amis not going to work. So they say v'yeshloma. To the olam tsarech harochav lefiagova fichesben dalet amas yeshem 5-1 ratio. If it's 50 amas high, it's going to be 10 by 10 amas, etc., etc., etc. Tosfos first terms. Inami kibla lerabbanan tafilu lebegova elef the efshar shelo yekan tzel schach pruta im hoyse rechava yosef midalet amas. What? This doesn't sound like good math to us. Well, tell us, don't be such a mathematician. As you find in Yuma, Koseva Sagasa, the Miyas Vedaita, the Minan, Kuliama, Kutuva, Og Melech Abosh, and Purta. Chazal have a certain shear. It's for everybody. Some more, some less. Sending over here. Fine. Krabi Zera, Tavim Mishim Tseel. Abel Karaba, the Amma Mishim Mishlet Eina, Lo. Tafili Rechov Tuva. Lo shalta ba ein. Fine. Command lo kachad. Divi Rav Chana bar Rava tzricha tama. What's his reason? Yesh mefarshim should the havelet lul shel tarnagolim. Kevin should be gvoa the begvia v'ktina kule high. It's like a chicken coop. It's so high and so narrow. It's only 7 by 7 tefachim and it's 20 amos high. Avo machzek es tvei bichdei roshu. Nachim mitcha lul shultan agolim, the queer sukkah. Fine. So far, Abosai, so good. Now the big question, of course, becomes, how do we pask in Allah? This is Allah alamai sashir, right? Gotta know how do we pask. Turn to the Rush. See what he says. Simen Aleph. The rush like this. If you have my print, it's a little more than halfway down the first column. With a small aleph of the Korbanos Anilus. So Bechomidi, Karab of it. Rab is like Rab. Vanan, Mistabalon, Kilchus, Karabah, says the Rif. The Kaimel, Sikhus, Diras, Haroi, Binam. Rab Yuda, the Machshir, Sviley, Sikhus, Diras, Kevah, Binam. Pirish, the Machshir, Apa, Diras, Kevah, Vales, Sikhus, Kevah, say. You have a defilus magias to schach, koshkein, to have the dearest keva. So it makes it better according to the rabbi, makes it worse according to the rabbi. Vote, The sugya be'inan b'inyan suka gabe suka shugetu kama say. That indicates that Rava is correct. I don't go into that right now. It's a little complicated. See, daf tes yud later on. Cheposik a raza levi. Who's the raza levi? Who's that? The balamor of zrachya levi. Kirava. The basro. A few that buy the actual kibble the time. The dashka that buy them. Rabbi say Rabbi Rabbi Osha bechule. Cool through the suka diras kavabina. Rashamina. Tama de rabbanim is shuvda bina diras kav. Shoy. Af agav the choshul lo kusha that buy the yama cool karabalo lam mishu kusha that buy. Come ago. Came that buy gufe kibble the time. The rabba. Can the amal hilkach the rabba odif. For this amchinam ad kan. This is the riff. For the Balamor. The riff of the Balamor? Fine. They agree, you know, the riff. The Balamor is always the riff. Guess what? They agree. You pass like Rava. So far, so good? Good. Vilav Rayahi. Sorry, says the Rush. That Raya is not a good Raya. Why not? Tumashi Pirashi, the Kamon. Oh, the Chosh of the Rabbi Yudah. Lo Mishum, next column. The askina on the ale, tama the rabbanon, the pasi mishum the bina diras aroy. No, the abaya the hachu, the actually rabba on the ale, the islay hahu tama. Aba mikomakom emesu, the lamala mi eshrim ama, lo kaima below keva. That's a matter of fact. Doesn't mean it's possible for that reason. Amina, you gotta be perka yoshin, chafafa base, kabiuda le tame, the masuka diras keva bina. The daika meha the machshel the malam esrim, can pasuk a ritz geis kerava, can Rabbi Yishai the trani that tells us to read, have a baal a iter pasuk a rabba, for nearly dwarf. Maybe the bianas holding the baal iter. It is the shishit that we showed him. So look, we see the overwhelming consensus is to pasuk like whom, like rava, one lone view pasuk like rabba. Any questions? Turn to the Ran. We'll be systematic over here. The Ran. Daf Aleph. Old Gemara is called Aleph Amar Aleph. Gemara is called plain old Aleph. Vesuka. See the words Vesuka, big bold letters? Vesuka, Tia, Letzel Yomam, Mashma, Ein, Tzchach, Elis, Hosu, Letzel, Elis, Tzel, Fanas, Shat, Slola, Magi, Zelazel, so Govan al Shofaras and Toroschak. Tmiani Shere Ain Suffolk. Shane Shum Shaw Bayo Shashach Shall Shiva al Shiva Shuheksha Sukha Yimna Shikonis Khamatov Koshu Gavoachov Cave and the high sail of Noah Khamabina lay to the Mukha Purche Dabaye Elamiata also Sukosa Bashtros Karayan Kidisa Bigamara. Hey, Chaimina, the Ares from Amar Adam Yoshe B'Tzel Sukkah, Chichol and Anu LaHakish HaMukhash. Do you deny facts? On both sides, this is an important point. We believe in facts. Torah is not contrafactual. The Ran says you can't deny what you see with your own eyes. Tichani Omer, Tocha Docha, Tekim Lul Rabbanan, the Ares from Amar Megin Haschach. Umemait chom achama lefish yoshev tachteo she'enu mischamem bo kolkach on the heat ki'ilu hoya magula yeshazel chocha b'gemara ve'rachte b'chidushai. Here's one of the great tragedies. Chidush Yaron and Sukkah was lost. It's a tragedy. He quotes it all the time. Chidush Yaron and other mesepas is gevaldik. Got lost. If you can find it, you can find it somewhere, some library somewhere. People keep finding things. But this has been lost for hundreds of years, to my knowledge. But maybe one day you'll find it. Mizak and Klal Yisrael. It's such a shame that he wrote such great chedushim and we can't find it. No one has it, to my knowledge. So bad. I'm sure what the Chacham Gemara is. I'm not sure. I'm sure someone tried to use a pshat. I don't know what it is. Anyway, what's he saying on both sides? He's saying that you have tzchach. Somehow it's going to limit the amount of heat that you feel for someone sitting underneath it. Even if the sun's going to come in, somehow, I don't know how that's true either, as a matter of fact, but that's the Ran says. If you can figure it out, peace science, let me know, Torah Mada, and I'll be happy to quote you. I don't know pshat in the Rad either. The Rad,
don't know. Is it just like pshat in the pasuk?
Really? How do you learn?
So I'm asking you, it's Yomam Bechorev.
No, I understand that. So what he's saying over here, as long as it curtails the heat, you know, the sun shines in anyway, it's going to be okay. My physical question is, how in the world does it contain the heat? Does it limit the heat? How does it curtail the heat? I have 19 and 3/4 hours above my head. I have some schach. The sun comes at an angle. So how is that going to curtail the heat? See how it is. That's what he says. Okay, let's go on. Quotes Rava, fine. Well, Milchal Begamar, the last few narrow lines. Lamata Meyes Shemama, Shiruya Ladiras Aroy, Afilu Over Ladiras Keva, Shabbat. You can make it made out of concrete, steel, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's a good question. Penurely, to Mishim Hachi Mashmalam, Hachi, Lefi, Shei Ev Shaloma, Shatora Titsave, Mashi Ev Shalaman Olof. Torah's not going to give something which you can't figure out. The be'ezah dov on the shair, my binyan royal l'shiva b'levad, only also became. Once in the last 8 days, it's possible. Shemachi mashmalon, the b'shir she'efsha she'yas about diras aroy, talia milsa, now whether you yourself made it aroy keva, that's not the point. Any questions so far? We went to the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Ran. Before I share something which is outside of the page, Rashash Beis Amid Beis. You look at the Rashash, the last Maram Malkum in the actual Sefer that we have in front of us. The Rashash is found in most of the new Gemaras on the bottom of the what they call the Yaakov Mefarshim. Somehow or other, he made it as an independent on the bottom of the Yaakov Mefarshim. So we have page Beis in our print, the first page. Okay, the Rashash, Beis and Beis, the first piece, Machlokes, Shein Fanas v'Yisus Chach, Nireh, the Ein Chiluk, Be'Mufleges Begova, Be'Muflogos B'Moshcha. Look in Tur, Rabbi Yola Levi, Beis Yosef, Shein Mari. In other words, the Machlokes is, if the walls don't reach the Schach, either because there's a break vertically, or is a break horizontally. Keep that in mind. It's an important Rashash. Yes?
He's saying, like, if we have Lavud, we still don't view it as...
Lavud. That's a new word. What does the word Lavud mean? Anybody know what Lavud means? What is Lavud? Did I mention the word Lavud yet today? Well, you know. What does it mean?
It means, like, if there's less than 3 tefachim.
Correct. Let's close up. It's going to be a major topic of our discussion to be Lavud. Going to come up with a Gemara soon. We'll discuss it at length. Okay, for the moment, let's leave Lavud out of the picture for the moment.
Yeah, so what's the situation where he's saying that it's not connected via the
that is an unbelievably critical question, whether less than 3 tefachim was considered closed or considered open in this context. Machlokes is the greatest gedol. We'll get to it. You all got the Maamar Kama, Sir Russell? You all got it? Go through slowly, but you'll see what you have to do. Your question is critical. And the first thing I asked you to see outside the page is a ritva. Rabbosai, I don't know if any of you bought a ritva yet, but it's good to have a ritva. If you don't have it, I'll put it on the screen, so not everybody has it. But I'd like to look at it things in hard copy. Okay, so the ritva. Shusha ritva. Sechta sukkah. That base. Okay. Again, Beis Amud Aleph. Oh, it's so small. That's big. Uh-oh. My See, there are different maskils here. On the Bar Ilan version, as I have the most of the Rav Kook version. Okay. Ah. Okay, it's part of the big paragraph of Omele Abaye in this one. Omele Abaye. They also divide it, but they divide it in a different place. Let's see. I gotta find it. We'll get it. Oh. One second. I'm finding it. Start again. It's here. It's earlier. Look at the wrong paragraph. Ah. Here it is. V'ho vadai. If you have the ritual that I have, it's a new paragraph. But in Bar Ilan, it's not. V'ho, everyone see the words v'ho? V'ho, last two lines on the screen. Ho vadai ma'dabina tzel ma'chos schach ha'ne b'chatsi hayom. High noon, gentlemen. High noon. Shashemesh mahalach b'emtzer rakia. Feroi schach lahotzel. To provide shade. Tid kodel mechen alacha mikan. Shashemesh holach benat stodim. Eina schach malo morid. So mahani tzel schach lagami latzel tzfa. You know that. You know, 8 o'clock in the morning. And the sun today rose after 7, correct?
7
o'clock. Right? So 8 o'clock this morning. No, see, the wall is going to provide all the shade. The sun is just barely rising. So the sun sets today 6, whatever, a little after 6. So at 5:45, you're not going to see any sun from the top, it's going to be from the side. So you can't measure that time of the day. Everyone with me? That's what I was saying. Watch. V'chitema im kain. Heich yamim de lemalam. Yes, shemein adam yosher b'tzel sukkah. Ela b'tzel tfanas. So the chatziyom, high noon, yefshe diika tzel tfanas. Why? Shashemesh b'emtzer rakia. Straight up. Kain, hechi taya milsa b'gova. So kolika tzel b'chatziyom, barach haschachu. Pshhh. Good kash. Look what he says. Anyone knows science here? Anyone knows a little astronomy? No? No such luck? Tirtzu b'toysus. Summertime, summer solstice. Shashemesh holech be'emtzer rakia mamish kadisa hasam. Aviyomei Tishrei, so this is in Tishrei, fall. Afilu b'chatziayom, notol it studin. The sun never gets to the exact peak. V'ruyin tfanas lahotzel gamkein. Kol shalomalem yes from Amma. Sel digamach Stefanusu. Wow. Miu. Is that terrace number one? Very good terrace. But he doesn't stop there. He goes further. He says like this. Watch. Miu. Barman Dane. Aside from that, Barman called Dane. I feel the tema de bechatzi ayom leket sel tfanus. Let's assume that in the middle of Tishrei. Goes up to, straight up to the top, which is not true astronomically, but let's say it would be true. Ananachi Amina. To call Shalomala Miestrim, ki ikot sail, watch the sound, kigon, bishakris vi arvis, machmas tefanasu, vichihavichatzi ayom, the leket sel tfanas, lek anamit sel schach, vahenad Aminan, dal tfanas leket sail. In other words, even if it's going to be straight up on top, you took away the tefanas, the sun's going to sneak in underneath the tail. In other words, even if it's basically straight up, it's not literally straight. I'm not exactly sure what this means. If it's literally straight up, then it should, the schach should interrupt between you and the sun. But That's what he says. So I asked you to see the footnote. Footnote 70 does not appear on the Bar Ilan, but I'll read it to you. If you have the original written version, it's worth seeing. The Afim Yesh Tzel, says the footnote, Humuat Me'ashir Shekavu Chazal. The Chazal Kavu Shashir Atzel Shatzorach Lios Besukah Sherochu Abamas Shoyia Hagova Yosem Michof Amma. The Murocha Midal Ramas Afi Ashir Arocha Vuyochal Agbio. Tosis proportional, as we saw. The ritual is like that first teretz in Tosfos. Ayin tashbat simin kuf chavav shekosav, an amazing chumrah, unbelievable chumrah. The af bepochos mi esrim ama tzorech lios hagova lefi chesh ben harochav. Whoa. It can't be more than five times the width, even less than 20 amas. Chen kosav marashol adas hatosasham. Quantitosis is a ratio of 5 to 1. So that's a chiddush neira. I don't think anyone else agrees with that, but that's what the Marashah says, and that's what the Tashbeit says. We don't have a Tashbeit, but let's take a look at the Marashah, this we do have, okay? Look at the Marashah, commenting on that toast that we saw. Right, Rabbi said we saw toast of 2 days, on the Beis and Midbeis, the Mamaschil Yesh, according to the first day. Let's look at the Marashah, come on. Look inside. I would have put it on the Marma Comments, but I figured you also the ritual, the footnotes. So you didn't have to put it on a second time. There we go. There's a Marsha. Right, there's only one Marsha on the basement base. That's this one, commenting on this Tosis. He says, says, if you have my edition, it's the last line in the first column. Da dekama merosh of ruba shulchan about dalat amos pligi hananami fi erech rochav dalat amos to go v'chav pligi nami bepochas mi dalat amos. Whoa. He says beferish. Even less than dalat amos, you're not going to allow even 20 amos up either. More than a 5-to-1 ratio is no good. That's a chiddush which I think no one else agrees with. Let's open the Mishnah Berurah. Don't have Mishnah Berurah today. Okay, so for those who weren't here before Yantav, you have to bring a mini Mishnah Berurah every day. Got to see what to do. Siman Tov Resh Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. Tov Resh Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. Sukkah Shigivol Amal Mechafama Psula. Ben Shigdola, Ben Shigtana, Ben Mechitzas Magias Aschach, Ben Shein Magias Aschach. Okay, passing like whom? Like Rava. Okay, fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Gimel. What's Lama? Afuki b'man diyama d'tam psul gova besuka yoser nichop b'shem d'ein tzila mispasha d'kolak karka shetachtav ol rubo mitok ovo v'atzel hu rak v'yachat fana svanan tzel suka b'ya v'isvar azu v'is asuka rechova harbe. Right, we know this. If you recall, as we saw in the Rosh, Bishum Divas Keva, will become Gambola Mata Meashimama, Vosad Fanas Chazokim, Kain Bias Kosher, Shri Evshalayalo Lasosa, Aroy, Lohikpeda Rahmana Elahechi, the Mukrahulasosa Keva, Kimo Bolamala Mechov. As we saw, as we saw, Rabosai, as we saw. Fine. Take a look at the Sharat Tzion, Rabosai. Sifkotin, hey. Harif, Sharaposkin. Cholif is that, Harlan Lahakshir, Vishayin Achpanos Magils, the Schach, Kishahim the Mukhil the Matamichov, Terebeze, Lobina, Shia Machitas Chazakas. Ooh, boy. Unbelievable chish. What happens if my walls don't reach the schach? The walls go 10 tefachim high, which is the minimum, and the schach is suspended by some other high-tech way to keep it suspended from the top. It should be kosher. Eshe b'shul ha-konim ha-gvoim shaleim munach ha-schach ha-tzrichon li'os chazokim v'ovim k'shel bayis shlo yishtabu machos gova. That's why it's possible. You need some kviyas on top. And the Bach has another reason. Fine. Good. Rabosai, we're done. We now start topic number two. And in order to get to topic number two, we're going to do the big leap and skip from Beis Amid Beis to the end of Gimel Amid Beis. That's what we have to do. No choice. Okay? Again, you want to make up the Gemara on your own? That's fine. The last two lines of Gimel Amid Beis. Everyone look inside. Hoysa gavoa me estrim am ubo lemata bekorum v'ksosus lo'avim mirit. Rashi. Very important Rashis. Hoysa gavoa me estrim piske shmuo sein shel kol b'nei ha'yeshiva shebe medrosho sheravashi sitzirua gemara. Usually the gemara is oma this, oma that, or tana rabbana. No. Says the Rashi, the anonymous shmuos of the time of Ravashi, who was mesav the Gemara, and very likely we're going to pass in this way. No, it's piske shmuos which went in the yeshiva Ravashi. That's why it's important. You'll see, if you want, it's going to be a little letter of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. We pass in this way. Fine. Mubol lemata lemait gova chalola michof fenosin bekarki isa lagbia. You put stuff on the floor. By definition, the sukkah because there's no longer chof amos. Let's say it's exactly chof amos and 1 inch. I put 2 inches of pillows on the floor. Now less than 20 amos from floor to ceiling. Lo avimir to Rashi ain sofo laniach sham kol zayin mehefsed mamono. Woo! On both sides, pillows are valuable. You can leave your pillows there for 7 days, get trampled on, get ruined. Therefore, it doesn't count. Rashi is a very important Rashi. Rashi says, whatever be left there for 7 days is enough. Need not be put there forever. Just 7 days. Why 7 days, of course? Because by Sukkos Teshu, Shivas Yamim. So the unit of how long has to be there is the unit of how long the mitzvah extends. So far, so good. Anyone? No questions? Now we'll start off Dalet Amud Aleph. Watch. The Af Agav de Batlinu Lukulu, Rashi. Shiva. Yes, it's a very important phrase. Says the Gemara. The butler daito eitzel kolod. What an important phrase. It's ironic here. The word butler is found twice. One of the kind of being bevatel something to the ground. One about your own mind. Your mind is considered to be null and void compared to the minds of anybody else. Obviously, you have to be a very small minority to say this. No one in his right mind will leave pillows there for weeks and get ruined. You're just an exception. And we disregard what you think. Rashi, ain bitula bitul, atkan. Okay, that's it. But the daita, you look on the side. It says if I'm in brachas and psachim, you think it's more often because it's this expression used by the Rishonim all over Shas. But the daita, apparently in Shas only 3 places. According to Mish, but source of Shas rather, sukkah daf dalet, brachas lamed hay, psachim daf mem dalet. Yeah.
We don't want to use this because, like, we talk about the Chum's opinion about eating, it's Ibai Achel, Ibai Lo Achel. Even though most people, we say 2 meals, so we should say both the diets are it's a problem, and we should have 2 meals every day.
Apparently, the people like me who are on a diet, it's only 2 meals every day that would be Chayv and Sukkah. Remember, Chayv and Sukkah have to have bread or something like that, that kind of equivalent. Think of the expression, people on low carb diets, is that the right expression to use? So they're not going to have any, or gluten free. You know, you fill in the blank of today's people. You can't say everyone who's low carb, gluten free, but low diet. There are probably tens of millions of Americans who are on these kind of diets. Is that a correct statement? Probably. Can't be a butler diet. You wonder what the percentage is. It'd be 1%.
But in their time, as in the Chacham's time, it wasn't.
Can't answer that. I can't answer the question. I don't know the. If you look at the history books, the people's eating habits. I don't know. Don't know.
The whole point of Rabbi Ezra is because
the people. Yeah, I mean, most people. I'm not denying most people. Could be 51%, could be 91%. I don't know, and I'm not sure how low has to go to be butler daita. If you have 10%, you're not going to say butler daita. Do I hear 5? 3? 1? It's not clear anyway to my knowledge of the Shas. What are the examples? Let's look. Here's one example. People are not going to put their pillows in a place for a certain amount of time. It's going to ruin. That's Rashi. It's going to get ruined. See the two other Gemara that's got quoted over here. Let's see what it's about. One's a Gemara in Brachas. Take a look, see what it says. Watch this. Oh, look at this. Guy wants to know. You should have to bench when you have wine. Bench. No. Lokovish is, you don't have your whole meal. Bread, not on wine. In fact, the Gemara, Ikova, Alestusa, mate. The guy's a wino. All he drinks is wine. That's his whole Suda. You have to bench. Amale, Lichshayova, Leo, Anavi, Vyoma, Ehavik, Vyusa. Hashtamia, butla daito eitzel kol odom. There are plenty of shikarim in the world. Oh boy. Not they drink only wine. They have bread, they have cake, they have this, that. They also have wine. But they have only wine? Who subsists on only wine? Very, very, very low percentage. Yes, it's lower than the amount of people who put pillows in their sukkahs. Okay. One more place in Shas, it's found. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. Mem Dalam and Alf. What does it say there? Watch this. Look. A certain kind of a pungent kind of a pudding. Kutach. No Kazakhil's pras. The amount of chametz in this pudding is less than Kazayas Bizakhil's pras. What's a pras from both sides? What's the word pras mean? A what? Half a loaf of bread, thank you. Half a loaf of bread. What's a loaf of bread? 6 beitzim and 8 beitzim and half is either 3 beitzim and 4 beitzim. So you can have less than the kazayis and 3 or 4 beitzim's amount of pudding. Frank the Gemara, ebiene to kasara fakachale. He's going to eat it straight, not as a dip. Botla daite eitzakaladam. If you eat it in an abnormal fashion, it's butler daita. No one eats it. It's too sharp to be eaten straight. It's supposed to be only as a dip. 3 places of chas that we have. Again, it's a 4th one I don't know about. These called the besoros hashas. In all these cases, it's a very, very low percentage of people doing it. Butler daita is going to finish. Okay. Next part of the Gemara. Teven ubitlo havi mute. The kolshkein offer ubitlo. Okay, Rashi, Tevin Ubitlo, very important Rashi, Bipiv L'Shiva. What means Bipiv? Haray Zeh Bottle. Why is it Bittl Chomis, huh? All the Chomis should be Bottle. This Tevin should be Bottle. But Chomis is Bottle forever, and Tevin is Bottle for 7 days. Good enough. Says the Gemara, offer is the substance of the ground. They didn't have parquet floors on the sukkahs that we have these days. It was the ground. So you put more ground, it's ground on ground. It's more butler than straw on ground. Teven vein also the fanoso, the offer stop. What does that mean? Rashi. Teven shenos fanoso. Velo yitztar le fanoso, kemei achak. Umiyu lo bitlo mamesh bepiv. He didn't say raise a butler. Oh, offer, Rashi. Nosen lo stam, ven yodua im oslefan also im la, but stam dirt is dirt on dirt. Says the Gemara, machloikis, Rab Yosef Rabbonim. It's a machloikis hatanoim. A machloikis hatanoim. The Tanan, Mishnah and Olas. Bayesh emilu teven al tsroros ubitlo mevutl. Rashi. Machlokes. Yopsi. Vechein offer. Vechein osed lefanosa. Yesh ha machlokes. The bottle. The Rav Yossi mistama. Afilo bitl be piv. Rabbanu lo bottle. Or the knockout offer. Stam. Shem kocho de Rav Yossi. Tafilo stam. Tlo yedia. He osed lefanosa. Ilo. Over the bottle. Avo teven. Roar le behemo. La soko le tit. Hilkach stam e lo bottle. Afil Rav Yossi. Fine. Holy Asina Rashi, Baish Milayu Tevin Otros of Bitlo, Linyan Olos Tna, the Tuma Sheishla Owel Cholo Tefach, Eina Bokath, the Malam and Agak, it's contained by the roof. Ava Tuma Ritsutsa, it's pressed in, Shein Lachala Tefach, Heimen Alagak, there's no Tefach between the Tuma, the mace, for example, and the roof. Sheganagda, again, she'en lechalal tevek kemenek legag shekenegda ad lerekia tame woo to the sky the bokas viola chen aloch al moshe misinai hilkach bayis yesh bo meis o kazayis men ameis umil uhu teven o tsroros u bitlo haven ritsutza u bokas avalo bitlo ave kamad de panye v'yesh lechalal good now kemid of hilkos tumah fine says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. This is the Mishnah. Bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. Vetani alo in the Tosefta, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Teven Venos Lefanoso, Harehu ka offer stam u botil. Offer of Os Lefanoso, Harehu ka stam Teven, vilo botil. Okay, so it depends if you could have three kavanas to take it out, not take it out of stam. Rashi. Teven, Venos Lefanoso, Harei, who could stam offer a bottle, who polig ben a teven ben otros, at ben a throwers rather, the throwers hain offer, because these little pebbles get absorbed into the ground. The Kamatan the Kama, the Tzorach Bittel, or Rabbi Yossi, no. Teven, im Yodua, Shein, Venos Lefanoso, Harei, who bottle me elov, who throwers, I feel the stomach. Lo yedi ayos lefanoso lo mistama bottle elam ken yadua das lefanoso that he avik estam teven for lo bottle alma the teven a bitlo offer a bitlo kulam out of the bottle teven stam for us for offer us lefanoso to kul the alma lo bottle teven vein us lefanoso the offer chayotibo or afil offer stam machlok es Rabbi Yossi bottle or not. Give a summary of the study. About say so far so good. I'm just going to start 1 more minute, we have to stop. We'll start with the Russian Simon base. Just for 1 minute. Tomorrow, also, if you can, bring in a Ritva and a Mishnah Brura. Again, it's the same Torah we're going to try to use. We will get to a Gemara in Erev, maybe even tomorrow. So maybe it's worth having that if you. Not tomorrow, the next thing. Go slow. Okay. Simon base. Quotes the Gemara. Valoch Rabban, called Bittel the Rav Shmaitin Pirish Rashi the Zayin Yamin. We saw 7 days. For Rach, Rabbeinu, Avi Ha'ezi. Who's that? Who's the Avi Ha'ezi? Who's that? Who's that? It's the Rav Yo. It's called Avi Ha'ezri. Pirishu Ad Ola. Ooh. It's a fundamental dispute. You have to be valid for 7 days, the extent of Sukkos, or forever. Says the Rosh. The Nirek Pirish Rashi. The Bittel the Hacha calls Ma Mrs. Sukkah. That's it. Just for a week. Where are you getting from? Dumya. The Mir Kosel the Charitz Shabain Beis Chatzeres and Erev and Afayin Tes. Lo Boy Bittel Ella Be Osa Shabbos. The Kamahosan the Dava Shein O Nitzel Be Shabbos Memaid Ava Dava and Nitzel which is not Muksa. And I'm not going to take away on Shabbos. So you see, what is the amount of time necessary to be mevatlet? The amount of time relevant to the particular mitzvah. When it comes to Shabbos, till the end of Shabbos. When it comes to Sukkah, to the end of Sukkah. Against Rav Chananel and Rav Yossi, you need bittul the olam because the Gemara and Erev Nayin Tes is against them. Rav Osai, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll start with the Ran and the Ritva in the Sugya. See a little bit in Shulchan Aruch. Then we'll start the next Sugya, which is going to take us to the Gemara of Erev. Pesiyat and Shmai.